This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm David Byrd. The number of people applying for unemployment benefits last week smashed a decades-old record as the coronavirus pandemic continues hammering the U.S. economy. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
American deaths from the virus passed the 1,000 mark, another staggering number. Weekly unemployment benefits applications hit nearly 3.3 million last week, more than quadrupling the record set in 1982. Layoffs are sure to grow. Some economists say the unemployment rate could approach 13% by May. By comparison, the highest jobless rate during the Great Recession was 10%. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Spain's coronavirus lockdown was extended on Thursday to last until at least April 12th as Europe's second-worst-hit country struggled to tackle a fast increase in the death toll. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Spain's coronavirus death toll surpassed 4,000 on Thursday. Europe's second-worst-hit country registered at least 655 fatalities in 24 hours, and the number of cases soared past 56,000. The country's national lockdown has been extended until at least April 12th, confining people to their homes except for essential trips with food, medicine and work. Confirmed cases have jumped tenfold since the state of emergency was imposed on March 14th. And on Wednesday, Spain's death toll exceeded China's. Meanwhile, elsewhere in Europe, some have introduced new measures to tackle the spread of coronavirus. Italy remains the worst-hit country, with more than 7,500 fatalities in barely a month.
For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A top government health official warns COVID-19 could become cyclical. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Dr. Anthony Fauci sounded the alarm. COVID-19 may become a seasonal disease because it's just now hitting the southern hemisphere.
We need to be prepared that we'll get a cycle around the second time.
Fauci said the U.S. needs to develop a vaccine and a menu of drugs.
I know we'll be successful in putting this down now, but we really need to be prepared for another cycle.
The running count kept by Johns Hopkins University has the worldwide COVID-19 death toll now at over 21,000, with over 1,000 deaths in the U.S. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The U.S. government on Thursday indicted Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and more than a dozen other top Venezuelan officials on charges of narco-terrorism. The State Department offered a reward of up to $15 million for information leading to the arrest and conviction of Maduro. The U.S. government has previously lodged criminal indictments against members of Maduro's family and his inner circle. The Venezuelan president and his allies have dismissed such allegations as a smear campaign. Moscow is closing restaurants, cafes, bars, shopping malls, and some parks in the city for 9 days beginning Saturday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The move, aimed at keeping people home amid the coronavirus outbreak, comes a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin declared next week a holiday in which only essential businesses would operate. Russian authorities have reported well over 800 cases of the new virus, with 182 new cases registered since the day before. Moscow has also announced the halting of all international flights starting from Friday, although an exception will be made for flights bringing Russians home from abroad. For most people, the virus causes mild or moderate symptoms, but for some, it could cause severe illness and death. Charles de Ledesma.
A record-breaking quarterback is making a large donation to help Louisiana handle the coronavirus pandemic. Correspondent Josh Roundtree reports.
Drew Brees says he and his wife Brittany will donate $5 million to help Louisiana businesses and communities contend with the challenges brought on by the rapid transmission of the coronavirus in the state. Brees, who posted the pledge on social media Thursday, says the money will help several restaurants in which he has an ownership stake, as well as a major hospital chain and charities like Second Harvest Food Bank, to deliver about 10,000 meals per day to people in need. The quarterback and his wife run the Brees Dream Foundation, which has spent tens of millions of dollars helping to fund charitable endeavors in New Orleans and surrounding areas along the Gulf Coast. I'm Josh Roundtree.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News. R&B.